Good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of Talk of the Town. I am Jason Allen, again in for Denny Heindel. And today I am joined by Mary Fritz, a.k.a. Simply Mary. And first off, Mary, just thanks for being here with us today on Talk of the Town.
Hi, Jason. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about Simply Mary. I'm sure there are some people who may have heard of that by now, as you are an Elk County native. But for those who maybe haven't heard of Simply Mary, what is it?
Simply Mary, I am a musician, and that is my, it used to be just my solo musician name, but it eventually had turned into a band. When I was living in Elk County, I used to go out and play just with my acoustic guitar. So a lot of people, when they hear Simply Mary, if they're familiar, they're probably thinking it's just going to be an acoustic guitar and a girl singing, but no more. We changed all that due to some situations that had occurred in my life, and I ended up putting a band together and cutting an album.
So how long have you had the band that's been put together, and how many members are in your band?
Well, it started in 2013. I had fled PA, and I ended up where I was going to restart my life in early 2014. I put the band together immediately, and we ended up throwing the album together and releasing it by 2015. And at that time, I had 5 total members. After the album got finished, I took a break for a while, and now I'm starting to reform the band. So it's going to be a whole new experience and style.
So what's the style, what's the theme of the album that you have?
The album that I cut is called Freedom Bound, and it is dedicated to survivors of domestic violence. I wrote the album after my own experience, which turned my life completely upside down. And music at the time was my only salvation for myself to get through those hard times. So there's a lot of emotion on the CD, and it takes you through everything you can possibly feel, from first meeting someone to realizing that things aren't so great. But it also gives people a sense that no matter how bad it gets in your life, no matter how bad, you can lift yourself up. But you have to have the willingness to want that life that you so deeply desire. So if you're living in turmoil and you continue to do so, that's not going to do you any good, you know? So I had to take a bad experience and turn it around somehow, and that's what I did with the album. And I had some opportunities in front of me at the time, so cutting the album, we did it kind of fast, and we were under the gun. We didn't make some of the deadlines for some of the things that we had hoped for. But when it was completed, it felt really good to finally hear all those emotions that I was just doing on an acoustic guitar finally brought to life with an entire band. We had a few musicians that we pulled in that weren't regular members of the band, like Barbara Grant. She did violin work. And Robert Hale, he had done some harmonica work for us. And Kevin McKelvin did some percussion. So those three weren't standing members, but they were contributors on the album.
Okay, so your album, Domestic Violence Awareness, is mixed into the album and all the emotions that go into it. And I think that we should focus on that a little bit here, because October, as I'm sure you know, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes.
So if you could just, I don't know, maybe share a little bit about what you're comfortable with your story. You mentioned fleeing PA, and so how did that come about, and where did you go from there? I mean, how did your life change from everything you went through?
Well, I have made a Facebook post on my band page that I'm going to read to you, because I think that will answer your question. And it's a tad bit long, so I'm going to try to go through it kind of quickly. But I'd like to take the album Freedom Bound and its meaning in the proper direction, because Freedom Bound isn't just about me and my experience with domestic violence. It's about the law needing to change. my own experience leads me to firmly believe this, and we need to make change together. I knew of only one way to start, and that was with my album. That was my own therapy. And whether or not people like it isn't what matters. It's getting the message out there that families are broken, they're suffering out there on a daily basis, some with really poor outcomes because their offenders are walking free due to loopholes in the system. I try really hard to bring awareness because I passionately believe that change can be made someday, and fair changes. Like, things that could have been done for me, I think that when someone goes in to request an order for protection, that both parties should immediately have evaluations done, psychiatric evaluations, to help the legal system determine whether or not this is a serious incident. And I think it would discourage false reports that happen so often. The system's weak and vulnerable, allowing our cities and towns to let these offenders walk free while continuing to cause harm to victims constantly. And that's what happened to me. And I firmly believe that we should create some sort of system, like a registry, for domestic violence offenders. When I first went to get my protection order, they had told me that this man had a standing history of abuse, and that's something I wish I would have known. And I think it would allow men and women the same right to search possible partners' backgrounds. We have the right to know if a person's had issues in the past, and like my case, it was repeated. So these are things I could have avoided if I would have had some tools at my fingertips. And there's so much more I can say about GPS tracking, computer hacking, phone spoofing. I've had all of it done to me. I have digital documents that weren't able to be enforced, even though in my order it said no electronic monitoring. We had many, many reports, hundreds of reports of electronic monitoring, but they weren't usable because my offender had not taken action yet. So, you know, there's just a lot of things that need done with the law, and we can't forget about that thin blue line. Everything that I'm talking about is just putting our officers into dangerous situations by not choosing a different way to deal with repeated offenders, and there should be zero tolerance for disobeying a court order. I hid a lot from my family for a very long time. And it wasn't until the days before the end that I told them anything at all. So they were naturally pretty confused when my life took a most unexpected turn. And a lot of women and men fear a lot of things if they tell. A lot of them are being threatened. So there needs to be some unity between men and women and children. Maybe some sort of group that can provide monthly education classes, tools, resources. Two things that are important to me are that I'm endorsed by clearcharity.org, and they have tons of resources for women and men, anybody involved with domestic violence, and also I'm an ally for nomore.org, because I truly believe that awareness needs to be brought to the communities. For people who don't understand, to get some ground on what they can do for friends that might be in this kind of situation, but there just isn't enough awareness in our own communities. So people stay silent, and sadly, people end up dying because of that. So I ask everyone, please take it seriously if a friend or family member is trying to tell you something, because your life is not a game. So I'm reaching out there to anyone that would agree with this and hope that we can collaborate on some of these things to accomplish some goals in the future for the laws about domestic violence. So that's basically the story of the album. I was forced to flee because there were repeated offenses and the danger was there. It was real danger. And when I took off, I didn't know where I was going to end up. I had no idea that this album would even ever really come to be, but I made that my goal, that I'm not going to do this alone. I'm going to run my race, but I'm going to try to bring everyone with me that can bind together and get the word out there so that no one's left by the wayside anymore.
Mary, you mentioned repeated offenses. So what is someone facing penalty-wise for an offense of disobeying a court order? What are they looking at there?
Well, what happened with my offender was he would be arrested. He would be confined in prison until the court hearing, which was probably a matter of like 2 to 3 days. And the offenses, the way that he was violating the court order wasn't severe enough for them to really throw down any more of a punishment. So he would get released and basically let off every single time, no matter the severity or anything. It just felt like he kept walking free and he kept getting around all the loopholes. He would show up places, he would spoof my phone, and anybody that's not familiar with spoofing, what it is you can download an app to your smartphone and you can call a phone number but make someone else's phone number pop up as the caller that it's coming from. So he would actually make it appear that it was my mom calling, and it would come up on my phone that my mom was calling, but it would be him on the other line. Things like that are, oh my goodness, the psychological damage that you endure when you're being stalked and harassed constantly is just, I can't even describe it. It's indescribable. He had me in the most fearful, darkest place I had ever seen in my life. And it was hard to pull out of that because it was constant. He would use social media, and he would post my exact location. He would post my new address. All of these things were accessible to him, and I couldn't understand how he was getting this information. But there's so many ways that people can invade your phone. They can monitor everything you do. And I never really saw the reality of it until it happened to me that, wow, there is a whole entire world out there in the technology that we have that can allow people to do some really evil things, you know. So it was a game of hiding, and I had to overcome a lot. But I felt like, you know, all he's getting is a slap on the wrist until he follows through. And so that's where the danger came into play, was that there were a couple instances that the danger could have really happened. And eventually it came down to me having to choose whether to stay and endure that or to flee and go start my life where it needs to be. And the choice I made was to flee, which was probably the most difficult thing ever.
I'm sure it was, and I completely agree with you. I think that rights are violated, and then there's no repercussion because, well, there was no real harm done. But there is harm done, and I think that that gets overlooked. As you mentioned, there's the whole psychological trauma, which is detrimental to your emotional health and even trickles over into your physical health as well.
Right.
My question is, what rights do you have when you're violated, or do you just not have any?
Basically, a protection order is a piece of paper, mm-hmm. and until something is physically done, that piece of paper isn't going to stand much unless there's a major incident. So it's there to basically be able to prosecute the offender. So you get that protection order, but it's really just a safety net so that if something does happen, that person will be able to be prosecuted for domestic violence or for violating the protection order. So, I mean, I don't even know for sure how to answer that question. You do have rights according to the order, but in my experience, some of those rights, they're not even really protected, because there's too many loopholes for the offender.
Sure. Now, you mentioned this nomore.org, and I know it's a very popular website for those who are aware of domestic violence, but Can you maybe just describe what it is?
With NoMore.org, they have campaigns. They're bringing awareness to domestic violence and sexual assault. And basically, they're joining together to get everyone in every state, every community, everywhere to speak out. You can take a pledge to help speak out and not stay silenced. They have galleries on there. They have lots of tools. You can support by donating to them. They have lots of facts on their website and lots of resources. So if someone you know is experiencing this, if they won't go to the website, you can go to the website and find out information to pass along to them. So it's an intense mission, and they're fighting hard to bring awareness and get everybody to join together and do something about it.
I think you brought up an interesting point there about a friend or maybe someone that you know who is experiencing this. If you know somebody who is experiencing this, what is the best thing, you know, let's say my friend is experiencing this, what is the best thing that I can do to help them?
Don't turn away. people's natural reaction is to turn away and stay away because they don't want involved, they don't want the same problems, blah, 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 blah. But the truth of the matter is a lot of people do get pushed away and people do avoid them because they just don't want the drama, but that's actually driving them into a more dangerous place. So there is a phone number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and that is 1-800-799-SAFE. And you can also visit domesticshelters.org, and it is the largest searchable directory of domestic violence service providers in the U.S. So there are there's shelters, there's places you can get these people to where they can be taken care of and given the tools and resources to start their life over again. I think the biggest mistake that most of us make when we're in those situations is to actually stay in those situations because we're afraid to leave. We're threatened. We're told if you leave, this is going to happen to you. And it just holds you back. So you sit there in that violent circle spinning. And so, I mean, if someone mentions that something's going on, take it super serious. Because as everyone knows, I mean, what happens behind closed doors happens behind closed doors. And a lot of people don't want to know what happens behind closed doors because it's too much to take. But the sad fact is it's real. It's true. There's families being torn apart. There's women that do this to men. There's men that do this to women. There's children that do this to parents and vice versa. It affects everyone. And then it trickles down and affects your life, your relationships with your family, your friends. You start avoiding people, and eventually they start avoiding you. And nobody knows why, you know? So it's like if they're being honest enough to trust you with that kind of information, please reach out and find them tools to help them get out of the situation they're in.
Mary, what advice would you give to someone who is maybe listening today and in this situation right now?
If you are listening and you're in this situation right now, there is CAPC. You can contact CAPC for shelter information. I know they have services available. Don't let anything anyone tells you that's within your circumstance, like, if you leave, I'm going to kill you, whatever. You need to make a game plan to get out of there safely. And if you have children, for me, it was a coffee can under my car seat that I would throw all of my extra change and extra money in because I was saving up for the day that I would have to get out of there. And I didn't have a job, so I wasn't working. And when I did work, it was very little. So he was basically controlling me financially, giving me more responsibilities than I could even handle so that I was debilitated from being able to save up to leave. But I found ways, and even if it's a little bit of change, just have something. But one thing you need to do is have an emergency suitcase ready, whether it's stuck in the back of your car or under your bed. Have copies of your driver's license and any information you're going to need for shelters, for anything, because they do need to have ID with you. I had tried to leave twice, and the first time that I left was so rapid that I had no driver's license with me, no nothing. I couldn't get shelter or help without that important information at that time, so it kind of disabled me, and I felt almost like I had to go back because there's no way I can get a start. And I ended up stupidly going back. It wasn't the smartest decision, and I should have just stayed gone when I left the first time, but I didn't know what to do, and I was very lost. So when I did go back, this is why I'm mentioning, have extra clothes for you and the kids, have your driver's license, any information you're going to need, maybe even an emergency credit card if you have one, and just have it ready because you can't really comfortably plan leaving when you're in a violent situation. So it's one of those last-minute things, and you have to be prepared for that. But definitely try to set yourself up somewhere for shelter with an organization such as PAPSI. They can help get you into a safe place and get you situated enough to where you can make a plan for what you're going to do. They provide counseling and everything there. So that would be first, would be, you know, be prepared to leave, number one. And number two, get yourself somewhere safe.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned CAPSI. I know that in Elk County, they are a great, great organization. I know someone who actually personally works at CAPSI, and I don't hear much about it, you know, because like you said, like we all know, it's a very private and personal thing, but I do know that such a great resource that there is for anybody who's suffering for domestic violence in the area. Well, I do want to take a minute, and I want to talk about your CD, Freedom Bound, and I want to know, what's your favorite song on the CD? So when we listen to it, we know which one to listen to.
My favorite song? Oh, my gosh. I have a couple favorites on there for many reasons. Wow, just to pick one, I really can't even pick just one.
How about a few?
Oh, boy. Well, a couple of them are not radio friendly. And it's not that I swear a lot or anything, but I did drop a bomb on a couple of them. But I think Mirror, Always Be Mom, Mama Said, and Trouble would be the best ones for me. The song Mama Said, that one is pretty deep for me because when you go through a situation like this, you kind of feel like you let your parents down. And there is so much emotion in it that, you know, all you want to do is apologize and apologize over and over. I did not mean for this to happen in my life, you know. And when you're thinking of it, like, what are my parents thinking about this right now? You know, this was very hard for them to get through. And when I called my mom and we had this long conversation, and I had to explain to her, you know, I'm not coming back home and I'm going to start my life over. When she gave me the okay, and it was like, you know, she gave me so much advice, and the entire song is all the advice she gave me. And the song is basically saying, this time I'm going to listen to you, Mom, because I've made so many mistakes in my past where I didn't listen to you. And now you're telling me to live my life to the fullest, do the best I can, giving me all the support that I needed from my mom. And immediately when I hung up the phone with her, I wrote the song, and it was literally written in 20 minutes. It happened that fast, and I think that's the most special song to me, because it's my entire conversation with her, and it was when I knew that no matter what, it's going to be okay. And so the very last line in the song is, "Mama said it's going to be all right," you know? So I think I would pick that one.
Boy, and I can't stress the importance of, you know, what your mother did for you, because I can imagine how difficult that would be, but understanding it's what you needed to do in that situation.
Right. Wow. Exactly.
Good job, Mom, right?
Yes. I love her so much.
Now, where can somebody get the album?
The album can be found on my website. It is www.simplymarymusic.com. There's links for iTunes, Google Play, different platforms that you're able to order from. And on the front page of the website, you'll find a video from YouTube. It is for the song God Only Knows. That song was written during the time that I was being stalked. So we took that song and we put a bunch of stalking facts all over it. So when you watch the video, you'll see the realism of what stalking can do to someone to affect their life. And there should be some more information at the end of that video for helplines and different websites you can go to for help. So you can actually preview the album on Spotify from the website. There's a drop-down menu if you hover over music. And that'll give you some different places where you can purchase the album and listen to it beforehand.
So what are your future plans in writing music and albums going forward? Anything big coming up for you?
Well, it's kind of in the making right now. I haven't set this in stone yet, but the next album is going to be probably called Midlife Crisis. but we're taking a different turn on our style, so it's going to be much heavier, leaning more towards a rock, tribal rock kind of feel. And it's just going to have some really fun songs on it that'll get you moving. So it's going to be a totally different direction. It's not going to focus as much on the domestic violence end, but I'd like to keep this album alive for that reason. So the future projects are going to be different because I am getting past things and moving forward with my life. So I want to do that with my music as well.
Right. Well, it sounds like, you know, you got some good fun plans in the future. I got maybe just one or two more questions here for you. My
sure.
question is, you know, I'm not a victim. I don't know anybody at the moment who is a victim, but what can I do?
What you can do is, number one, realize that 1 in 4 people are affected by domestic violence. So you probably know many people that are affected, but they just don't tell you.
Sure.
It's always been a hush-hush kind of thing. So I guess the number one thing would be take action. If you see something going on or you think something's going on, ask the person. Ask them seriously, how bad is the situation? And if they're afraid to tell you how bad or they can't tell you how bad something is, just refer them to CAPSI. Refer them to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Give them nomore.org's website, clearcharity.org, loveisrespect.org. There's so many resources out there, but a lot of times these people are stuck in a violent tornado and they don't know what to do. And it doesn't even cross their mind to go searching on the internet. Or maybe they feel like if I do searches, this person's going to see it. You know, so you're in like a real place of hiding, and you almost feel like I can't say anything because it's going to be detrimental to me from what this person is threatening me with. So you have to try to break the cycle for them if you're suspecting that someone's going through it.
Sure. I would like to point out for those who are maybe wanting to do searches, but you know they're worried that somebody's going to see it in the history. There are private browsers that you can pull up. There's one in Firefox. There's one in Chrome. I know that, and they'll never be able to see it. I promise you that. As long as you close everything out, and as long as they're not standing behind you, you'll be good to go for sure.
Right, and you can even use resources like your public library, places that offer internet service, go to a friend's house, use their computer. So there are many ways for them to do that, but like I said, they're in such a dark place that they don't even realize that all those resources are out there because they're so in the moment with what's happening in their life that they can't look past it. So that's where opening your mouth, saying something, asking, you know, point blank asking them, are you in a dangerous situation? Is there something going on that I can help you with? Support is a really big thing. And when I went through my situation, I had two very close friends that helped me immensely. And if it wasn't for them, I don't think the situation would have turned out the way it did. So for me, it was very, I owe these people my life, basically, you know. There's just no way to repay them for what they've done for me. And I even fell into the arms of some friends where I ended up that had taken me in and helped me. I actually ended up in a domestic violence coffee shop for an open mic night looking for work, and all I had was my guitar, so I ended up there, and they actually were able to provide me with help from that point on. So no matter where you go, there is help everywhere across this country, and it's just we need to bring more awareness to the resources that are available for the people that need it.
Yep, I agree for sure. I want to give the phone number and that website again, 1-800-799-SAFE. That's the domestic violence phone number. And then you can go online to domesticshelters.org. Did I get that right, Mary?
Yep. And all of this information is found on the nomore.org website. So I encourage you to really check them out. They have lots of facts about domestic violence. A big thing to remember is domestic violence is not just bruises. It is psychological, and it affects families in many different ways. So you might not see that black eye or broken arm or bruises or anything. Sometimes the damage can all be done psychologically just by instilling the deepest amount of fear that they can instill in a person. So, and if you think about it, that's not a healthy way for kids to grow up. It's not a healthy relationship for people to even be in to begin with. So just keep in mind, you might not see what's happening on the outside of a person, but they can be completely shattered on the inside. So you always have to take into account, just because you can't see it does not mean that it's not going on.
Right. Well, Mary, thank you for sharing your story and for the album Freedom Bound. And you can check it all out on your website, simplymarymusic.com. Am I right there again?
Right. Yeah.
Right. You can check it out there on a number of different platforms, including iTunes and Spotify. Thank you again for sharing your story with us here today on Talk of the Town.
Thank you so much for having me. And I miss everybody back home so much, so much. And I love you all.
All right. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you.